Okay. Welcome back. We're learning Sukkos, man. Chafa Merav. Omer Rabbavav. Amar Rabbavo, Eimaziv min esha edim ela b'tneim. You do hazama of edim only in front of them. U'machishin esha edim shalai b'tneim. And our chasha we could do shalai b'tneim, like Rav Nachman said on the top. The hazama shalai b'tneim need hazama layhava chasha miyahav. This is the chiddush Rabbavo. The second half of what he says. That hazama shalai b'fneim counts for something. The he, the hazama lo yahava. Hakchasham yahava. What does that mean? Hakchasham yahava. What does makdish mean? Comes tray to tray, or we listen to the second pair? Comes tray to tray?
No.
Well, normal akasha means they just contradict each other, so let's try to try. Here, they're not being mazim, here the second pair are being mazim, the first pair. So the question is, what do we do in such a case? Normally, by hazama, we listen to the second kant and not to the first kant. Normally, by hazama. Here, we're saying hazama layhava. Hakosha miyahava. That means that it's not hazama, it's hakosha, but the word hakosha just means contradiction. Contradicting the first pair. So the question here is how to teach that word. So someone in this direction said it's tray to tray. I don't know who it was. But, that was you. Okay? You have to argue with, let's see. If it's tray to tray, it means just a contradiction. If Why are you saying it's tray to tray? Don't we normally believe the second pair when they're mazim the first?
They're
in the present, and therefore, that is not at all. They can't defend themselves. The first pair are not here to defend themselves. So we can knock them off if they're not here. That's what it seems. Truth is that this is a machlokes as to what this means. Just sort of as a hakdama to that, you have to understand that basically three things happen to Edom Zayinim that do not happen to a normal tray to tray. The pair of Edom says Edom, and the second card says Imanu Yisem. So what happens unusual? First of all, second pair is totally believed. It's right away a major difference. The second pair is believed, and the first pair we throw out. No. We have an extra pen. There's a needy. So again, the first thing that happens is that we believe the second pair at the expense of the first, which we're going to have to understand why. Two against two. It's my word against your word. Yet by hazama, we believe the second pair, not the first. And what else happens? Okay. Before that, is the second thing is that the first pair become psula, the kamal haba. Edim zaynimim. Not only don't we believe them in this case, but they become totally possible. They become psula edis until they do tshuva, until we can know they did tshuva. Question: how you can know? And as a matter of fact, in the Sefer Sanhedrin, Abaye and Rava argue. Rava says mekamal haba nifsam. That these two witnesses become possible from now on forever until they do tshuva. And Abaya holds even lemafreya on their son. They even become sulim lemafreya from the time of the Haggadah until the time of the Hazama. The time that they said to say this until they were Muslim. So there is the machlekes Abaya and Rava. How do we pass the machlekes Abaya and Rava? Except for Yalkigam. So the Yud of Yalkigam is an acronym for the six places in Pasuk Abaya. generally a bayin rabbi tasan agrab. Yal tigama six letters. The yud stands for yishalem midas. That's the one people know. The ayin stands for eight zayim, which is this case, which means that I don't have to get the bechina of the other four because it's not an ayin. The ayin for eight zayim. So here we have to pass like rabbi. Like gabayin. That Eitzaimim l'mafreya l'nifsal, but be that as it may, that's the second thing that happens to Zaimim. They become Sulim. The third thing that happens to Zaimim is that we punish them. What's that punishment? Whatever they try to do, if they try to give someone Misa, they get Misa. They try to give Malkus, they get Malkus. Those are the three parts to the Chiddush of the Parsha of Eitzaimim. There are three sections to the Pardei Chiddush. Yeah. Our Gemara is saying that Zaymon Shalei Bithnehem are not Zaymon. That's what Rav Avoh is saying. That when you mazen people and they're not here, they're not Zaymon. So we have to ask ourselves, what does it mean they're not Zaymon? Does it mean for all three parts? For one of the parts? Or two of the parts? What does it mean they're they have to be there. Okay. So for sure, they're not punished. That's the minimum. That's for sure. We don't punish them. Right? Rashi says, "Hazama loy hava lo incham loy nefesh v'loy mamon." Rashi seems to say that that's all. Rashi appears from the simple reading of Rashi that the other two parts do apply. Rashi says, "Hazama loy hava lo incham loy nefesh v'loy mamon." Rashi, it's not a zama to punish them. So the gabi the other parts. Gabi the other parts. Maybe it is a hazam. And that, which appears to be Rashi sheet, is certainly the sheet is a rivash. Rivash says the fairish. So it's not a zama only for what we're calling part three. There's no punishment. But parts one and two, when I say one and two and three, you know what I mean. One, that we don't believe them in this case. Number two, that we passel them like Abaye and Rava say, either Kanal Abom, Rafaya. And number three, that they get punished. So the Gabi being punished, that for sure, if you don't do it in front of them, you get punished. That Rashi holds, and that's the Rivash Hashita. But according to Rashi, it would appear that we still believe the second pair over the first. Then you see this. It's that the second part also. Now we can't make them psulim. To make them into pasula a, this is also a type of punishment. It's also a form of punishment. So to punish them and make them psulim, that we also don't do shalei nefeshim, not in front of them. But the Nesivah says, part one, that we don't believe them, that we throw out their edus in this case, part one, that remains. That we believe the second pair, not the first. And you have to understand, in the 21st century, if Hazama were to happen, we don't give people Malkus, we don't give people Nisa, but Hazama is still very Negea, because if one pair of Eidah says something, and then Mazimin come, we throw out the first Eidah. This could be Eidah about money, it could be Eidah about anything. Yeah, Ben works on today. So what we're saying now, according to Rashi and the Rivash and the Nesivos, is that in this particular case, we will throw out the first Eidus and believe the second, because they were Muslim.
Why
don't
the first two things since we believe the second one, let's be the first pair of Eidim life. They're possible.
I mean, if you make them possible. No, but it could be they're not possible in any other case. You're right that if we make them possible, we have to not believe them now. But it's possible that we do not make them possible because they're not here. We keep them kabbalah to shalei b'shneihem to make them psulim. So we don't make them possible for any other case. It's possible that in this case we still won't accept their edus, right? Because that's not said. They don't need to say it.
What's with their edus? Did they lie to say the truth?
They lied. We assume the Majin
are
true. But we can't parcel them. The halachah is it doesn't allow us to possum a person unless people say this about the person in front of us. So to do something to the Edom, to punish the Edom, we can't do unless the Kabbalah is the same, but what's the violence? So he, to do something to him, he's got to have the right to face his accuser. But what Gabi did in Torah, where it's against someone else, and they're just saying, hey, this, Gabi, that, he has no right. He doesn't necessarily have a right to face his accuser. This is the Shita, we'll call it Rashi Shita. This is Rashi Nasi, this we'll call it Rashi. Rashi clearly holds this way, because Rashi says, some of the have a light, you'll never show them. Rashi clearly says, we're mevatel the edus of the first pair. The Rebbe Yehuda had a shaila about hazama, such a case. And the Rebbe Yehuda, based on a diyuk and lashon haRambam, disagrees. And he holds that it's not hazama for any of the three things. The Rebbe Yehuda says that it's trei v'trei. And Yehuda says, we'll call it Shita's a Rambam. He makes a deal in the Rambam Shita. So he says that it remains trey v'trey. That being that they're not here, there's no din of Eidim Zayinim. So it's a regular case of two against two. They came and they said that they're Eidim on this. Two others said, you're not Eidim about it. So it's two against two. So we throw out the Eidim. So trey v'trey, so we don't know what to do. But not that we necessarily believe the second kind. So, in effect, we have now Machlaikis, the Rambam and Rashi, this crowd. Okay, three parts to being Zaydanin. Okay, in Zaydanin, three Chidush. One is that Hashem you believe. Right, that's one Chidush. We don't say normal Zaydanin, we don't say Trey V'Trey. We say we believe the second pair of Zaydanin. Second Chidush is that. They become Sulin. That the people became Zayman now are Besulin. Either the Kabbalah Habal or Machraya, that's not like it. Rabbi and Rabba. Okay, whichever one you hold, but that's still either way to Chiddush. And the third thing is the Einish of Kasher Zahm. Now, what the Rambam and Rashi are arguing about, well, these are chreidim, is which of these have to be done in front of the Eidim. Which of these have to be done in front of them? We know you don't punish somebody unless you accommodate in front of them. So which of the three has to be done with Nayim? So this definitely has to be done with Nayim. That's for sure. That's the minimum. So that's for sure this has to be with Nayim. Right. This is like the seed is in. That also has to be the same. And it's not the main point of the question today. The main point is this. Does this need the same? Okay, that's the issue. You have to do a Kabbalah Seidus to make people sign them in. Does that have to be in front of them? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, do we throw out their edus? Or does it remain trey v'trey? Now that question, my number one, has to be b'fnei, and that is the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds it does not need b'fnei. We throw out the first, the Haggadah edus, and we keep the second, it does not need b'fnei. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that it does need to be done b'fnei. Even number one also has to be the same. What we're going to try to do is to understand this machlokes. That's our job. Try to understand the two sides of the shadow. All right? Yeah. Else it's not thrown out, it remains trey v'trey. Okay. Alright, so the issue is, what's the question? Huh? According? Rambam is, right, according to the Rambam, They're both not very vintage. The same remains trey betray. Gosh. According to the Rambam, Rebbevo's chiddush is very minimal. The he does some like have remains trey betray. Of course it remains trey betray. No, have means if you believe the first one and then the second. I'm not trying to answer that. The question is in Svara. How do we work with this in Svara? In Svara, just follow along. Two Eidus say Eidus Abez. And they go home. Two others come and they say Eidus about that the first people were with us somewhere else. And the first pair is already, they're on a trip. They're not here. They could be dead. Right? And the second pair come and they say they were with us at that time. Should we believe the second pair or the first pair or not? What's the svara dictate? What was the svara dictate? I mean, should be something very fairly obvious. Why should they need to be there? Well, Rashi says, but who has the Bible? Rashi and Tafadomi, that if you say it's about someone, he's got to be there. Why? Well, it's exactly a cost of it, there's logic to it. In American law, as a matter of fact, it's not only the law, but it's the Bill of Rights, allows an accused to face his accuser. Generally, a person is more prone to tell the truth in front of the person he's accusing. So that people tend to exaggerate, not in front of the person they're accusing, and so there's logic to it, what? It's part of the law, right? No. What?
So we don't say be good.
We don't say.
Trev,
Trev, don't say me. So therefore.
That's what
the second pair say, believe us, because otherwise, Chris said something else. So they trade, Trev, don't say me. Not right. What does that do with this? Here, no. Here, the second pair have no migul. Second pair just say, you might you send them a complaint. It's not because of migul. It's because of parashat hazal. Okay. In order to deal with this, you have to step out of the parashat hazal for a bit. Every case of Adam, every case of trade is very logical, right? You have two against two, you don't know what to do. Two against two, right? Trey betray makes sense. Someone explain Hazama to me. Two people say Reuven borrowed money on Sunday morning. And two others say it's not true that you saw Reuven borrow money, you were elsewhere with us that day. Hazama says we believe the second pair. Why? Why? Why don't we believe the second pair? Why don't we believe the first pair? And they don't say Manu Yisrael. They say that that the Loiva was with us, and they're not Mazina. Why do they say you were with us? So what you're doing is you have Trevi Trevi plus Om. Then it's not going to help you. So two against one. What's the answer? Why is Hazama work? I think most Rishaitim take the attitude that it's not logical. It's Gzeres HaKasim. Gzeres HaKasim. Rava, who says Makam Rava on this place, it's Chiddushu, and the Chiddush starts from then and on. It doesn't go back. So I think most Rishaitim understand that Gzeres HaKasim has on it. It's not a logic to it. Two of say one way, two say the other way. Believe the second one's why? Gzeres HaKasim. What? First of all, you have to remember that the Kohen Tesh Shemites and Migul doesn't help by trying to train. So that it's true that every Mazina would have a Migul, but it would not, at least the Kohen Tesh Shemites, it wouldn't help. According to the others, you want to say that that's good for the whole Parsha of Adam's Zayim. You have to remember again that the Migul Beit Shrei Le'amina, you usually don't say a Migul to two people. So So most Yishayim understand that it's a chiddush. Now, if it's a chiddush, what should be in our shayla? What should be in our shayla, in our case? If it's a chiddush, then should we trade a trade? Then who's right? The Rambam is right. If you say it's a chiddush, so ein lecha bayah lechiddush. When it's zaymimin, you have the chiddush. When it's not zaymimin, you don't have the chiddush. It's one parasha, it's not three things. You say it's a chiddush, it's one parasha, then it's three chiddush. If it does not apply when it's not the same, then it does not apply when it's not the same. The Torah says a svara, he says, it's not a chiddush. The Torah says that when trey betray is when you have two eidim against two eidim, and all four are not bali din. They're not the subject of the din tire. We all know that if Edom say Reuven borrowed from Shimon, and Reuven says he didn't, Reuven does not count as a witness. Right? Edom say Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Could Reuven now come with someone else and say, I didn't borrow, it's trey betray? Of course not. A bal din cannot be a witness. Right? Davar pasha. A person who's the subject of the din tire does not count as a witness because he's the bal din. At every din tire you have an aid, a dayan, and two baladinim. If two people are arguing, you have judges and you have witnesses. The one who's arguing doesn't count as a witness. Pasha. Zak the Torah. By Edim Zainimin, the second pair of Edim are saying what? They're not saying there was no loan. They're not saying there was no sale. That all they're saying is, you were with us somewhere else at that time. You were with us somewhere else. The Edim are the Balei Davar by Edim Zaynanim. They are the subject of the second Edis's Haggadah. They are saying that you were with us elsewhere. So that when the Edim Zaynanim come, the Edim Ha'amazim come, they're saying Edis about the first two Edim. That makes the first two Edim Balei Din. If the first two Edim are Balei Din, so that's why the second Edis are believed. Because the first two Edis don't have a din of Edis, Lagabi themselves. What's this entire? Where were you Sunday morning? They say we were here, they didn't say they were elsewhere. If the din Torah is where they were, which is what Zaymimin is, not a din Torah if the person borrowed money. The second pair may say it could be he did borrow money. But you weren't there, you were with us elsewhere. So that the new cat of Aden, that Amazim, are saying Aden is about what? About the goof of the first pair of witnesses. About the body of the first pair of witnesses. You follow that? The second pair of Aden are saying Aden is on the goof of the first pair. And that's that.
You're saying about the person that made the loan off, but you're saying that the first pair of Aden was saying that he was there, and then the second pair is saying that he wasn't. What happened to him?
First pair are saying
that he was there with them, and they're saying that he was with us.
So they're saying, who was with us? The borrower?
Yeah.
Now, let's say the second pair, they would argue about the Malva. The first pair say the Malva lent money Sunday morning in Brooklyn. Second pair say the Malva was with us in Baltimore. Right? In Toronto. So then what are they arguing about? Are they arguing about the body of the first Aiden?
No.
They're about the body of the Malva. The argument is, where was the Malva? Two people say the Malva was here, two people say the Malva was there. That's trey betray. The second pair are not saying Edis directly about the first pair. Of course, they're implying that the first pair are liars. They're saying they're liars. But their Haggadah is on about the goof of the Malva. They're saying the Malva's body was elsewhere. It was not what you say. They're saying that they're lying, but that in Torah, if they want to come in tomorrow and say the first cat are liars, we can have a new din tire. Right now, they're saying the loan never took place. Right now, they're saying the loan never took place. What?
They're talking against the Eidus, not against the
Eidim. Saying against the Eidus and not against the Eidim. Not about Gufa. Ein ha'Eidim nasa zaymanin, achi es atman. Means until Yamazim, the atman, means the body. Them, their body themselves. The etzem people.
Yeah.
hand chopped.
His hand and him are the same. Two witnesses come into Bezin, and they say about the first two witnesses that you are elsewhere. Are they saying the loan didn't take place? Right. The loan may have taken place, just they weren't witness to it. Right. The first pair says, we saw a loan on Sunday morning. The second pair says, you were with us elsewhere.
So therefore, you did not see it.
If we didn't see it, now the loan may have taken place.
No,
but you didn't see it take place. Okay. So there are goddess about the gufaedus, not about the loan. It impacts the loan, because now the loan has no witnesses. But the Haggadah is about the people. Question was, why do we believe the second pair? Why don't we say it's trey v'trey? The answer is, it's not trey v'trey, because the first two, in relationship to the second two, the first one about Davar, not the Eidim. So according to the Torah, the reason the second pair are believed is because the first pair are the Bali Davar. They're the subject of the Dintaira, not the witnesses of the Dintaira. Okay, that's the Shita Sator. Now, if you take that to the next step, it means that when the second pair, Amazim, the first pair, that first pair are the Bali Davar, they're not witnesses anymore. They're the defendants in this entire. Then, they are the defendants in this entire. So then, when it comes to Beis Din, they would have to be there. Defendants have to be there. Other witnesses don't have to be there. But defendants, that's what you need with Nechem. That's when you need a Haggadah. That's when you would need a Haggadah with Nechem. Now, taking that, where does that take us? The Machlok Rashi in the Rambam. Complicated? Where would that take us in the Machlok Rashi in the Rambam? It's a bit complicated. Now the Torah says that the whole parsha of Hazam is based on the fact that the first pair are defendants. The first pair are defendants. What should happen with number one? What's as far as? Help me out. First pair. Reb Shmuel says that the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam is totally in this Torah. So this Reb Shmuel is sending you a test. He says that it's totally in this Torah. Whether we consider a trey v'trey or not, when they're not here. Say we have a din Torah. One pair said an eidus. Second pair says they were with us. The first pair not here now to say so. So that should be hakasha hazam. Should be only hakasha. Should be only hakasha. Shitas, it's a rabbit. That's why it follows.
Because of this patient never comes back.
Why?
How could Bezin be accommodated about someone who's not here?
That's right. How could Bezin be accommodated about someone that's not here? Well, Bezin can be accommodated for thinking of someone else. But they can't make Kabbalah with the of them. So Bezin can't parcel them. Bezin can't parcel them and can't parcel the Haggadah. No? How does it follow? The Torah, based on the Torah, the Rambam should be read. Now we have Rambam of Rashi. That's where Shmuel says it. If I speak it out, no, it has a problem. So it should fit the Rambam, no. That's the way it sounds. Maybe Shmuel says the other way. I don't know. Now, but now the logic seems to follow that the Torah should fit with the Rambam. What?
If this case starts, not another good one.
place,
you see, I'll tell you why they can say it in the first place. Let's say I have a shtar that you owe me money. You bring edus that the people who sign my shtar are ganav. And we can't make them ganav and show this name. But Bezin will still be makabel the edus to throw out my shtar. So it's sort of a pagina, really. They accept it for this and not for that. It's not like a pagina, it is pagina. What's up with not going to here also, we can accept the edus was negated alone. But the parsha of Azam should not kick in, according to the Torah explanation. It follows from this Torah that you can't, the whole parsha of Azama cannot begin Shalaita's name, which is again the Ram of Sheba. Back to see, I think Rav Shmuel was saying that Rashi held back the Torah. Now, as I speak about it, it seems to me more logical like the Rambam. Yes, and how's Rashi going to defend himself? Figure it out. So, what we're saying now is it's not Azama, it's not Azama. Azama has to be, it has to be edus about the people. If it's not Azama, it's not Azama. Which fits better with the Rambam, more difficult with Rashi. Rashi says, and I'm at the logic as I'm talking now, it fits to follow the Rambam better. Okay, this is the member of Rav Avo. Now let's just see the next little piece of Gemara, and we'll talk about it on Sunday. The Gemara says, "Amamar yesh edim shesad yadnu zeh, o shoyek sad yadnu yaitim emakin achem mishtar shekar lav irav." Moses the Bezdin ain't them on it. What does that mean? That means that if you could be Mekayim Bishtar, then the Edom don't have a Migo anymore. Agav, and this is what this Gemara goes into, we see that there's such a thing as comparing shtaras, comparing signatures. You go to the bank, you give them a check, what do they do? They take out your signature, I don't know if they have it on the computer now, and they compare the signatures, and that's how they do it. Is comparing signatures as good as Haggadah says? Is that a synonym of it? What's a better ride? The way you recognize someone's signature or compare it? How good is the signature? Should be good. And the Gemara is going to say in the next few lines that you can't do it from 1 to 1, you got to do 1 to 2. You need 2. You've got to compare it to 2 other signatures, not just to 1. Now, what we are going to learn on Sunday, Nitz Hashem, is that the Paiskim and Chashim Ishbat discuss the strength with which we give Dimyan Shtaris, comparing Shtaris, comparing signatures. How strong is that? Could be Matar Eishas Ish based on that? If you have a get, and you have to verify things by comparing, is that good enough? You Matar Eishas Ish. You know, there are people who are good at forging signatures. So that's the next piece of Gemara, Tildatara Rabbanan. It's Hashem will talk about it on Sunday. I'll give you just the Maram HaKaimais. Take out a Shulchan Aruch. There's a concise in Simin Memvav, Sif Tes. And then also in Memvav, there's a concise in Sifkat and Hay. So Sifkat and Tes is more fundamental, and then Sifkat and Hay follows as an Akamina. So Mitzvah Hashem will discuss it. If you want, also, you take a Berachas Avraham on Gittin, that phase, he has a piece on the concept of comparing Shtaris, and Mitzvah Hashem will get to that.